This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The NBA blew it. They basically got punched in the face in the second quarter by the Pacers bench and panicked. They shrunk SGA, Mr. MVP, Mr. NBA leading scorer, Mr. Kobe Bryant comparisons, had 6 turnovers, and looked defeated in the fourth quarter. They mic'd him up. He was trying to rally his team, but I did not think SGA showed that Kobe Bryant Mamba mentality, the kind of comparisons he's getting. He didn't look like an MVP last night. He looked exhausted. Credit the Pacers for that. But to me, I think the Thunder are going to watch the game tape and say, what happened to us last night?
Yeah, I think they're going to see a MVP that was not aggressive, that really was passive and allowed really his supporting cast to try to win them the game, which is just not going to work. You're not going to win these games late in the game with the Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren show. Like, those guys are really good players. Jalen Williams is an all-star. Chet Holmgren is a future all-star. But at the end of the day, if they're going to win a title, it's going to be because of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So he's going to have to be more aggressive. I think the Pacers are doing a good job of attacking him on defense. He's a good defensive player, but he's making him work on that end. So when you have to play defense and then be the hub offensively, it's wearing him down a bit. And surprise, surprise, this is what the Pacers have been doing to everybody, right? They did this to Donovan Mitchell. They did this to Jalen Brunson. Now you see him do it to SGA. This is where you got to see the MVP step up. I think that he is an absolute superstar. He's one of the premier players in the NBA. I expect him to respond, but I think the Pacers deserve a lot of credit for doing what a lot of people said they could not do, which is make this a series. It is absolutely a series now.
Well, I think the Thunder, when they look at this, I know you're putting a lot on SGA. Like, they need other guys to really step up more consistently, because last night you saw the Pacers actually would leave Alex Caruso, for example, who played a lot of minutes, would just leave him and let him be and focus on SGA, which mysteriously they were not doing in games 1 and 2. They were not trapping Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at all. And I was screaming at my TV. I'm like, get a guy over there. So they did a little last night and said, all right, SGA, you're going to get double teamed. Somebody else beat us. And the Thunder role players, again, on the road, so not a huge surprise, but the Thunder role players like Alex Caruso, like Isaiah Hartenstein, like Kayson Wallace, yep, all came up small in a surprising way to me. And it was the loose balls. Like, when did the Thunder not get the loose balls? When are they the sloppy team? They make other teams look sloppy. They're the best defensive team in the league. That's their calling card. Not the Pacers defense. It's the Thunder defense. It's what we always talk about. And it just was not there last night. And the energy, when it was gone, their defense didn't even scare Indiana. Indiana, Benedict Mathurin in particular, off the bench, looked completely comfortable against what was supposed to be this swarming Thunder defense. Just didn't show up in game 3.
Yeah, but if you look at what the Thunder have done in each series, they've always had at least one game like this. Like, people talk about that Memphis series, how much of a blowout it was. People forget that in the closeout game, they were down 30 points. Flat out did not show up, and the team against them did not have John Morant. And it wasn't until the second half when they made a run. Then it was against Denver. They had the similar performance in game three where Denver just did what they wanted and they won game three. Similar performance against the T-Wolves in game three where they got blown off the court. This is a team that's going to have these moments. Like, I don't think they're not going to go faux. These other teams are competitive. So they're going to have these moments. They're going to have lapses. And the Pacers are the exact kind of team that will take advantage of those lapses. You just cannot let up against this team because they're relentless. Doesn't matter if they're down. Doesn't matter if it looks like they have no shot. They're going to still play their style. They're going to play their way. And the Thunder got burned last night.
Yeah, I think that they need to go to their bench. Actually, pull up that Charles Barkley sound because I was thinking the same thing. You should have played Isaiah Joe more last night. You should have played Andrew Wiggins more. No, I know Wiggins looked shaky, which is funny because he was really, really good in game two. But it seemed like Thunder coach Mark Daigneault got away from what makes a Thunder special and tightened his rotation at exactly the wrong time. Here's Charles.
It was a two-point game.
No, I know.
Going into the fourth quarter.
Well, it shouldn't have been because the Oklahoma City has been the best team in the NBA all year. What they should have they are the best team. If you're the best, you don't change anything. We can say, well, you're barely winning or you're barely losing. Grant just hit the point. There's got to be a psychological, I think it's affected their bench. I truly do.
It's confidence. You saw that it went away from the bench, and that's what made the big difference in the game last night. The Indiana bench just blew them out of the water at the beginning of the second quarter, and then the fourth quarter, it wasn't even a fair fight. OKC, you could see the energy just sap out of them. They gave up. I'm sorry, I don't want to call them. They gave up in the fourth quarter at the end. You know, they didn't. They had no run in them in the last 3 or 4 minutes. It didn't seem like they had their legs underneath them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I say they gave up.
Well, late in the game,
I think they got beat. I think that they were outmatched, and they didn't really have an answer for what the Pacers were throwing at them defensively. They were turning the ball over. They weren't getting good shots. I didn't think this was a laydown job. I just think that they realize, oh snap, this is not a team that's going to let up at any point. Like, we are in this game. I think they thought when Jalen Green hit that step back three, she keeps saying they were down two. I believe that's Candace Parker. I think they were up five.
He's talking in the
Williams, you probably forgot because he had that three that put them up. And we heard Rick Carlisle early in the show say that, you know, I was a little worried because they really went on a run at the end of the quarter. And he was right. The Pacers looked like they were getting wobbly at the end of the quarter. And I think they thought they won the game. I think they thought, okay, we took the Pacers' best shot. This is the best three quarters they played, and we're still up five.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jalen Williams is like, now he's getting hot. And it was like once the fourth quarter started, and again, it became the Benedict Mathurin, TJ McConnell show, they were like, wait a minute, we're in a game still? Like, how is this even a game? And that's when he started to get tight. That's when the Pacers started playing with more energy, and that's how they were able to close out the Thunder last night.
Two plays jumped out to me. Obi Toppin had a follow-up dunk where Caruso and a bunch of other guys were just watching him.
Yeah,
it felt felt like it gave up. And then when SGA got basically pressured to the foul line and took four steps, I mean, even in the NBA, that was an obvious well call. SGA, six turnovers, lazy turnovers. One was a cross-court pass that four Pacers could have jumped on. It was just, I felt like he was discouraged. Mentally, he was not all there.
You talk about those plays. How about SGA closing out on Haliburton, doesn't box him out. Haliburton runs from the corner all the way to the other wing to get a rebound. How about Caruso throwing the ball right to TJ McConnell under the basket for a layup that tied the game? I mean, these are momentum shifting plays. Yeah. And I think, again, you play in a regular season or you play against other teams, you think, okay, I can close out and I don't box them as fine, or I can just throw this inbound pass and they're not going to be pressing. The Pacers just don't stop. And they're a frustrating, annoying team to play.
Yeah.
I think the Thunder, this is going to show their maturity. I think if they lose this series, this is going to be about immaturity from the coach and immaturity from their stars.
Yeah.
Because they are the better team and they should win this series. But the Pacers, you have to play fundamental basketball. You're not going to be able to take shortcuts playing this team. It's just not possible.
You mean when you inbound the ball after a made basket, you don't actually throw it directly into the chest of the other team?
Well, McConnell jumped for that pass, but it wasn't in his chest.
Yeah, because he's 5'10".
Right,
okay.
But again, that's laziness.
No, I mean, that was a horrible pass. Like, I can't make excuses for this. All right, let's do the Indianapolis sports gods, the Mount Olympus of Indianapolis sports. By the way, Indianapolis high school basketball, huge deal. I mentioned it. We interviewed John Wertheim, Sports Illustrated 60 Minutes, earlier in the show. First ever high school athlete they put on the cover, 1966, Rick Mount, who was a Indiana schoolboy legend from Lebanon, Indiana. Some other players, I'm looking at this. This is one of my favorite topics. High school people they put in. Kansas schoolboy marvel Mike Peterson, who never did anything in the late 60s. BYU football player, Utah football player Bruce Hardy, never even heard of him in 1974. Nope. They put Bobby Carpenter, the can't-miss kid, name the sport. Not the football player.
Not the football player?
No, he said NHL player from Peabody, Mass. Don't know him.
I was about to say hockey if you're...
Listen to this one. They had, in 1986, Sports Illustrated had a cover, the new Mary Lou Retton, gymnastics sensation Christy Phillips. Huh.
So what you're telling me is that you probably don't want to be in the Sports Illustrated cover coming out of high school.
No, but then
unless
it gets...
LeBron.
John Peters, a high school pitching phenom in 1989. Never really made it. But then it gets a little better. A guy named Kevin Garnett. Ready or not, here comes Kevin Garnett. He did pretty good. The Chosen One, you guys know who that is. LeBron James. Sebastian Telfair, Coney Island, Brooklyn, legend. Did not quite live up to the hype. The second Chosen One, Bryce Harper, that one did live up to the hype. Jabari Parker, it's a shame. Because Parker was going to be so good.
He's killing it in Barcelona, though.
Shout out to him.
And then a couple more. Hunter Green, the pitcher.
Who's for the Reds.
Now doing some things. And the one that really kills me, if you're in Detroit, you know this person. Imani Bates in ninth grade was Gatorade Player of the Year.
Well, and there are Cavs fans who feel like he should be playing, by the way.
I know. So he was a disappointing college player. Then I was watching like a summer league game, and Imani Bates was dropping dimes on or it's dropping threes on everyone. He's an interesting guy, but he was a high school phenom.
Yeah, he ended up going to Eastern Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He averaged like 30 points, shooting like 30%. Mm-hmm.
I almost put Damon Bailey, Indiana schoolboy, superstar, on my list. I saw Glenn Robinson, because he went on to Purdue, made a lot of other people's Mount Rushmores of Indianapolis sports. But we want to hear from you. I had Peyton Manning, Reggie Miller, Bob Knight, and Marvin Harrison Jr. Maggie went with Peyton Manning, Reggie Miller, Caitlin Clark. I don't even remember who was on after that. Larry Bird. What do you think? Give us a call, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's go to Shakira in New Jersey. Shakira, what do you think of having Caitlin Clark on the Mount Olympus of Indiana sports?
Sorry, my baby's crying, so I'll be quick.
Hey, Benny.
Okay. So this is a friend of EJ.
Yes. So I'll be quick. So I had Peyton, Tony, Reggie, and Larry. I think it's a bit early for Caitlin, you know, because it's early in her career. She could get traded. We don't know. I might have put Andrew Luck 10 years ago. So I think it's too early to say.
Yes. Thank you. That's a great point, Shakira. We would put Andrew Luck.
Oh, Benny is so distraught.
Yeah, Shakira, Benny wants Caitlin Clark on there.
I think so.
All right, well, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks, Shakira.
That's interesting. Let's go to Sean in Oregon. Sean, what do you think of Maggie putting Caitlin Clark on her four sports guides of Indianapolis?
Well, I go back to, if you got to ask yourself that question, it's probably a no. And then I'm going to go back to saying there's no way that Gary Payton's going to be on there. It's Terry Baker from Oregon State. Terry Baker is the only guy that you'll ever see that went to a Final Four and won the Heisman Trophy. He's number one draft pick. He's a legend in Oregon. Like, when I go to these autograph signings, never seen Gary Payton. You know, that's how I see it. You know, like,
yeah, because you're not in Oakland or Seattle. Yeah, of course.
I'm telling you. Won back-to-back state championships in Portland, and then went to Oregon State. He played point guard, went to a Final Four, and was a Heisman Trophy winner the very same year. That'll never happen to anybody else ever again, brother. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean. Let's go to Dominic in San Francisco. All right, so you've gone old school with a lot of your Mount Olympus choices. Who do you got for Indianapolis?
Okay, it's hard. I mean, I tried to get the criteria when you guys started doing this, and it seemed like, with all the respect, it seems like that it's changed.
Good
it's
call.
A city, it's a state, it's a planet. I'm gonna try to play nice.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Peyton Manning.
Yep.
I'm gonna say Marvin Harrison.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Larry Bird. And I'm going to say, without a doubt, A.J. Foyt.
But then there's no Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
So what?
Wow.
Didn't win a title.
So what?
Didn't win a title.
Yes. No, really. So what? And Reggie Miller.
Larry Bird never won a title in Indiana.
Larry Bird is a sports god.
But he didn't win either.
When you watch highlights, NBA highlights, you're going to have more NBA highlights of Magic and Larry going at it.
But guess what,
Reggie
Dominic?
Miller,
but guess what, Dominic? There's one thing, though. You will not see highlights of Larry Bird wearing a Indiana Pacers uniform. So you can't go to the NBA. But you're saying that.
So we're going to sit around and watch Reggie Miller stare at Spike Lee.
Forget the choke sign.
Listen, you preach to the choir. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm just saying, if you're going to put Larry Bird on there, you can't do the NBA carrier.
Reggie Miller.
All right.
It's laughable.
Well, okay. Thank you, Dominic. I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, he hates Reggie Miller more than me.
He made some salient points, I think.
Dominic's from San Francisco. I think he's actually Dominic from Brooklyn. That's what it sounded like to me.
Reggie Miller, of course, I have a long history with Reggie Miller. Was part of the Dan Patrick Show at all. He once tackled me. It was quite controversial.
Why did he want to tackle you?
But I ran into Reggie recently in New York. Reggie's he is sitting there wearing that Indiana Pacers jersey on the sideline, and he's a big part of Indiana, but he's also very California.
Very LA.
Yeah, I mean, went to UCLA. Obviously, his sister is a sports god in LA. So I can make some arguments against Reggie, but I had him on my list. I think he belongs on there. Again, we want to hear from you. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Coming up, we're going to talk to a new controversial voice in the NBA pundit world. I've been looking at some of the stuff this guy, former NBA player, has been saying, and some of it it's different. And I think he might be onto something. That's next, Maggie and Perloff Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Today's Mount Olympus for sports gods from every major sports city is Indianapolis. So early poll results, Maggie put Caitlin Clark on hers and is winning. But I think she's winning because she has Larry Bird on hers, and I do not. So I think my problem on this one is Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison, great NFL football player. This dude never just got anyone excited. No one's excited about a Marvin Harrison highlight reel. I think that's my problem. I think this guy is underrated, EJ.
Yeah, I think he gets forgotten when we talk about the all-time great receivers because he truly is on that list,
Because he never spoke. He never said anything. His son is actually much more excited. You guys seen pictures
of his post-career was more exciting. exciting is one way to put it, than his actual playing career. But, I don't have a problem with Marvin Harrison pick. He's one of the greatest receivers of all time, and he's absolutely one of the reasons why the Colts were great. I just think that I would have went with, if I was going at second Colt, I would have did Tony Dungy. Because to me, Wayne and Harrison could kind of cancel each other out. There is no other Indianapolis head coach that would cancel out Tony Dungy.
Absolutely. It's interesting. Have you guys seen Marvin Harrison Jr. photos this offseason, by the way?
No.
Dude
no.
put on some muscle.
Oh, is that
he
right?
was not small before.
He's working out with Manny biceps?
He looks like a gladiator. I remember coming to the draft, Perloff take probably gone wrong. I said, this is the greatest wide receiver prospect, at least physically, to come in the league since Calvin Johnson.
Yes.
I mean, he's got a little tools, except that now there's an Ohio State wide receiver, Jeremiah Smith, who looks like Marvin Harrison Jr. on the cover of EA Sports. Like, he looks like he's a 27-year-old four-time Pro Bowler playing college football at the age of 19.
Should have been a game.
He's the number one must-watch player next season. I cannot wait. I hope he wins the Heisman. He is everything.
I hope someone can throw him the football.
How hard is it to listen?
I know we say
Will
that,
Howard but... did that. I think it's easy. It gets Notre Dame at the end of the title game. It's just that was not a great pass. It was just It was Jeremiah Smith is just that
I
good.
I know, but Will Howard at least was an accomplished quarterback. Like they have a completely
the number one recruit in the land.
Right, but these guys are unproven. How many number one recruits in the land? Are you talking about Smith? Yeah, he's great. I'm talking about the quarterback.
No,
yeah,
I mean Julian Say, and I'm saying
right. How many number one overall prospects have we had recently that have flopped? Like, there have been so many 5-star quarterbacks that have not lived up to the hype.
Well, I mean, who are the number ones that are out there? Kate Klubnik has played well at the end of last year.
Yeah, Connor Wegman has not lived up to the hype.
Connor Wegman,
Look at the 5-stars in the last 5 years, and you'll see a lot of busts.
Yeah, but number one, like Julian Sayin was a little bit bigger. I think that there's reason to be excited about him. He could be a bust, you're right. By the way, I don't think he's really won the job yet. But
right, we don't even know if he won the job.
Yeah.
So, like, he can't beat whoever he's going up against. Like, I'm not saying he's going to be terrible. I just think it's a question mark.
I got to tell you, I think that Andrew Bogish or me could throw to Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, and Brandon Innes. I mean, that is, I'm dead serious. Just like, take five steps and throw it up in the air.
I'm 5'9". I can't see him.
I was going to say, but can you stand up to a Michigan pass rush?
Like Quinn Ewers. Brooks.
I look, maybe facially, I look like Quinn Ewers. That is where the physical.
Maybe. Like a miniature dad version
yeah,
of Quinn
no.
Ewers.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm 6'4". I could throw to these guys. A little skinny. I'm more of a Nico I type, but I think I could get the ball. Carnell Tate's awesome too. He's probably a first round pick. And Brandon Innes was actually a bigger recruit than all those guys except for Jeremiah Smith. So I think Ohio State is interesting. I don't even know how he got on there because of Marvin Harrison Jr. It's
yeah,
funny.
Marvin Harrison's on the Mount Olympus. That's why.
If you want to have fun, look at an old Ohio State depth chart of wide receiver when Jameson Williams was like 6. Former Ohio State, then Alabama player. Okay, Andrew Bogus, we're getting way sidetracked, as EJ and I tend to do when we're on the show together and Maggie's out. Give us some headlines.
Neither the Pacers nor the Thunder have lost back-to-back games this postseason, so I guess that means we will alternate our way to Indy in 7. The Pacers back in front this morning, 2-1, by outscoring the Thunder by 14 in the fourth to take game 3, 116-107. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander could not stop that rally, scoring just 3 points in the final 12 minutes, only 24 total after 30-plus in each of the first two games.
I feel like I had some good looks in it that I miss that I usually make. There's moments where I could have been a little bit more aggressive, I would say. I'll watch film, clean everything up, and try to be better for this basketball team come next game.
Tyrese Haliburton had the better evening, 21 points and 11 assists. Plus, the Pacers got 27 points off the bench from Benedict Mathurin, 10 points, 5 assists, and 5 steals from TJ McConnell. Rick Carlisle proud of those subs.
This is the kind of team that we are.
You know, we need everybody to be ready. It's not always going to be exactly the same guys that are stepping up with scoring and stuff like that, but this is how we got to do it. And we got to do it as a team, and you know, we got to make it as hard as possible on them.
A pivotal game four is tomorrow night in Indy. The Thunder, don't forget, we're down 2-1 in the Western Conference Final and one game four in Denver. Oakmont, easy-ish in the early hours of round one of the U.S. Open. J.J. Spaun is 4-under through 8. He's got the lead by 2 shots over a group that includes Rory McIlroy, 2-under through 5 for him. Bryson DeChambeau is even through his first 6 holes this morning.
What happened to Rory struggling, shooting 81 in a practice round, having trouble with new drivers? I know. But with Rory, you kind of know early sometimes, right, where that he doesn't have it.
I guess, yeah.
Well, as EJ or Manny said, drought buster coming in.
There you go.
Does everybody remember when Juan Soto missed being a Yankee?
1-0. Still does, buddy. Still does.
Hit high in the air. Deep right field. Call going back to the track. He's at the wall. It is gone. Juan Soto does it again. He goes deep to right field into the Mets bullpen. 3-0 New York in the bottom of the third.
That's Keith Rad on Mets Radio. Soto, a 2-run homer, fueling the Mets 5-0 win over the Nationals. A complete game shutout from David Peterson, the first by a Mets lefty in 6 years. Ooh. New York is now 20 games over 500 at 44-24.
What was that, Steven Matz, maybe?
Aaron Judge homered in the Yankees 6-3 win in KC. The White Sox are 7-27 on the road after a 10-2 beating in Houston, and the Red Sox topped the Rays 4-3 on 4 solo homers, 2 of them from rookie Marcelo Mayer. The Minnesota Lynx lose for the first time this season in game number 10, 94-84 in Seattle. And the Aces lost to the Sparks 97-89, playing the last 11 minutes without Asia Wilson after an accidental elbow to the face. Guys, back to you.
All right, EJ, we are waiting on Rashad McCants, former North Carolina star, former NBA player, part of Gil's Arena, an awesome podcast, is creating a lot of NBA takes. You mentioned you had a floater, folks. You gotta stick around for this one. Was it almost a year ago? We were obsessed with this guy who had this obscene morning ritual.
Yeah, it was a month ago.
It was only a month ago.
Yeah, it was a month.
One
ago.
Month, 12 months, it all blends together.
I can't remember what he did, but
nah, it was yesterday.
Yeah. So what possible follow-up is to this guy who took hours to get ready in the morning on Instagram?
So this guy is like the Shohei, the Ipe for Maggie, or you know, like I'm obsessed with this guy. So Ashton Hall, who did this crazy morning ritual that included working out, wiping his face with a banana peel, and a weird water routine. So he's been continuing to post videos. A lot of them we've seen of him sprinting in parking lots. And he got into a online war of words with the likes of iShowSpeed. And if you have young kids, you may know who that is. He's a very, very famous streamer. And one of the things about iShowSpeed is that he is fast. He's a great athlete. And they've been going back and forth about who is faster.
Is he like the freeze, the guy who runs in the outfield?
They probably have a good race, honestly. So they had this race to see who was faster. And Ashton Hall, who's been posting video after video of him running with dogs, running with DJ Khaled, running on asphalt randomly.
Oh, he's the guy with DJ Khaled?
Yeah, that's
where DJ Khaled's jiggling all over the place?
Yeah, that's Ashton Hall. That's the same guy, exactly. That same viral video. You would think, okay, this guy must be really fast. He posted this video running a 40-yard dash, a 4.3 at the Jacksonville Jaguars practice facility. He goes up against his streamer, iShowSpeed, gets smoked 4 straight races.
Okay.
Absolutely smoked. And at this point, I think the whole bit is done. I don't think you can do it anymore.
You can't.
I think he has to. And iShowSpeed was like, you need to delete your Instagram. You're done, bro. And I kind of agree with him. I don't think you can wipe your faces with banana peels anymore when you can't even beat a streamer.
Wait. I don't understand. I'm sorry. I lost part of this narrative. How did he go from having a fastidious morning routine to being super fast? Because the stuff he was doing was more about his complexion.
No, but remember, he also was doing push-ups, and then he was also running on the treadmill. Like, okay. All this stuff is just, he's this fitness guru, and then he goes up against a streamer, And then he gets absolutely destroyed. I'm sorry, it was bad enough he ran for 1.2 yards per carry at Alcorn State. Now you're getting beat by streamers and races. You're done, bro. Ashton Hall, you got to get off the internet.
All right, well, keep us posted on that one.
I will.
All right,
and Matt, you will have your next ePay update next week.
All right, well, we clearly need some help here, and this is the man to do it. You know, Rashad McCants, star North Carolina NBA player, author, and he's been fantastic on Gil's Arena, the podcast, generating, I would say, a large chunk of the NBA takes that are floating around now are coming from that podcast. Rashad, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm honored to be a part of what you guys invited me to here, man. You guys are blowing up.
All right, so help us out. I came in this morning and I said the Thunder lost that game, and EJ said that's what the Pacers do. The Pacers applied the pressure and they won the game. How did you view last night's game three?
Man, that's a perfect assessment, and that's what I've been preaching to a lot of people who believe otherwise, is OKC didn't see none of that pressure all postseason. You look at a lot of their turnovers that McConnell was able to sniff out was just due to pressure. Neimhart's pressure on SGA was monumental. I think making the other guys step up, like Jalen Williams, you know, he's nervous. You could tell at the free throw line he don't want to take shots, and he's cold, and he's trying to figure it all out. So I think it's a perfect matchup for Rick Carlisle going up against an inexperienced group that he knows he can muck stuff up with them. He can experiment with this lineup, that lineup. I don't think OKC has that bandwidth.
Hey, Rashad, one of the differences I saw in the game last night was the aggression from Tyrese Haliburton. And what we were talking about earlier in the show was sometimes that aggression doesn't always necessarily mean shooting, but simply just forcing the issue and making OKC defend him. He saw all the assists. He had 22 points. Is it as simple as him just turning it on and being more aggressive? Or why don't we see this Tyrese Haliburton every night when it comes to this NBA Finals or throughout these NBA playoffs, quite frankly?
Well, because the game from an analytical lens is not the same every game. So Tyrese Haliburton is a smart player. And if you're a smart, intelligent player, you have to slow the game down to see how they're strategizing against you, what the scheme is, how to get your other guys involved if they're trying to stop you specifically. I think he did a great job of realizing in game one what was not happening. And then game two, you know, they were able to squeak it out. But game one, two, and then this one recently, Haliburton touching the paint every single time, not to score, but to collapse the paint,
yeah,
with shooters around him. That's the perfect basketball player you want on your team, because now he knows his mission. He knows what he needs to do. And he got back and rebounded, too. I like that.
Talking to Rashad McCants, former NBA player, now killing it in the podcast game. What does Oklahoma City have to do in game four?
Oh, man, it's tough. If everyone's watching the game, SGA is really, really struggling to get fouls. Mm-hmm. And when you're struggling to get fouls, you've been getting fouls all year. A big part of my cheering mechanism last night was, we're not calling none of that. You're not getting that call. And now what that becomes is a turnover. And if you're going to get unforced turnovers by isolation plays, you have to change your whole strategy. I think Chet Holmgren needs to get involved a little bit more, but I think they don't have an X factor outside of Jalen Williams.
Staying on SGA there, there's a lot of expectations for this Thunder team. They were massive favorites. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, of course, is the MVP, and now they are in an absolute fist fight in the NBA Finals. If they were to lose this series to the Pacers, would this be a major knock on SGA in terms of us talking about him maybe being the new face of the NBA or the next big superstar? Or do you feel like this is just the growing pains of a player trying to grow into that role?
I think back in the day we would have called it a growing pain because the media wasn't so tremendous. Mm. I think now you don't have time to call it a growing pain. I think Edwards has it kind of messed up. He thinks that he can say, I got 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 more years. And the window is not that – it's not that big for a lot of guys because you got things that can surface, injuries, a lot of things can happen. So I don't like the way that these guys are playing like tomorrow's promised. And I think that everybody should play like tomorrow can end at any time, and you leave it all on the court every night with nothing promised. So SGA and those guys are young, and he does have time to submit something, but I think now is the time. It's never to wait till tomorrow.
Rashad, Kendrick Perkins on ESPN and other people compared SGA coming into the finals to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And there's some numbers like 32 points a game, MVP leading scorer. Very few people have done that. But it struck me and a lot of people. It's like, whoa, you are anointing this guy way too soon. And it's almost, to me, it was denigrating Kobe and MJ a little bit. When you hear that kind of comparison to the all-time greats, what do you think?
Everybody's entitled to their own opinions. It's just about the narrative of influencing other opinions to go your way. And I think when you compare a guy to Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan, and they don't follow the legacy, they don't push the mentality. We're not pushing talent. We're not pushing what you see on the court. We're pushing, this is like a university. These guys are universities of knowledge of basketball, right? They've been through the fire, they've battle tested. And SGA, man, he's new. You know, yeah. I get comparing moves to guys. It's like, yeah, he studied Kobe. Of course he's going to do that move. Jason right. Tatum does that move. Devin Booker does that move. Every Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, everybody that worked with Kobe, you know, they do what he does. And SJ's never met Kobe, so that's a good thing for him to feel that comparison. Is it drives you, but it also sets you up for a big expectation, for a big disappointment. As you see, Ant Edwards got Michael Jordan comparisons because he looks like his kid. And if he doesn't win 6 out of 6 in the finals, it's like you're just like Marcus Jordan. You're not the real kid.
I have a question. Talking about one of the players in the NBA this offseason who's going to have a lot of conversations this year is going to be Kevin Durant, who's potentially going to be on the move. Shams Rania saying that he could be traded around the draft. This is a 37-year-old player, still putting up massive numbers, but on teams that have struggled. Do you feel like Kevin Durant would be a player that could put a team over the top? And if so, who do you feel like would be a great fit for KD?
Well, right now, KD's eye in San Antonio.
Mm. Yeah, you feel you know that for sure?
He's eyeing it. Mm. And yeah, I feel like before the season ended, after the Knicks loss, I was pivoting towards San Antonio because Victor's my favorite player. So that would make sense with him, De'Aaron Fox, and Kevin Durant. I mean, just him being a journeyman looking for another team, I think the only place for him to go is back to the Golden State. Mm. Like, wow. That's the legacy play is, hey, don't try to win somewhere else. Go back and win where you were winning. Just go show the people it didn't work. This is the only place I can win.
What do you think about New York for KD? The Knicks?
Nah. I would rather Giannis than KD. They have a guy that is going to demand a lot. Brunson, whether it's dribbling the ball or taking the last shot. And you don't want the Draymond KD situation where Brunson is like, yo, pass me the ball and all that, even though I don't think Brunson is like that. I think KD, it's just tough, man. It doesn't look good. It doesn't, like, trying to find a team that fits when you are the team. The team should fit around you. And it's not a good look, but I hope the best for him for sure, because he's one of the greatest players that ever played a game. He should be considered top tier. But winning another championship for his legacy, for the fans, not for him, for his fans, is very important.
All right. We're talking to Rashad McCants. Of course, you know, from Gil's Arena podcast, NBA player, star at North Carolina. EJ and I stayed on the phone for an hour last night arguing about who has a bag and who does not have a bag off this controversy. Yep. And you have to help us define bag. And I said this, I was like, you can't be 7 feet tall and have a bag because you're 7 feet tall and that's why you score. EJ came back at me. How do you define bag, which has become a big thing because of this idea that LeBron might not have a bag?
Well, a bag is considered footwork, counter moves, precise go-to moves that, you know, pretty much can't be countered. The book is chronologically put down with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I believe that's more of a bag than anything else, but no one's ever thought LeBron had a bag because he's never needed it. And I think that's always been the argument. When you're bigger, stronger, and fat, he has a bag. He has a...
That's what I was telling EJ. That's funny. Kyrie was our biggest bag guy. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, because it's not ball handling, right? Everyone thinks that having a bag is ball handling. It's not. It's footwork. It's ball placement. It's how you set up your shots, how clean you get your shots. And I think everyone's getting it confused because they just see a bunch of kids out here dribbling fast and making moves and like, oh, he has a bag. It's like, but he didn't go nowhere and he missed a shot. Right? So there's not a lot of bag there. If you can efficiently get buckets with no problem while doing multiple different moves without anyone knowing them.
It's interesting. Last night during the game, the broadcaster said, they're talking about Benedict Mathurin. He's got a bag. To me, I'm like, oh, they're listening to the podcast just like the rest of us. And don't you? Is it a funny, Rashad, how podcasting is now influencing the discussion at every level?
Absolutely. Because everyone's kind of trying to find information from different levels now. I think everyone wants to be more intelligent about what they talk about. So they go around and finding all the different perspectives that they can add to conversations that they're having. And I think it's important for even guys like you, man, that you guys have perspectives that everyday people agree with. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know what? I fucking agree. Now, a lot of times you guys are wrong because you haven't been there. And definitely, the conversation is the conversation, like a barbershop, where we don't care who's done it and who hasn't. But when you enter a conversation with someone who does, the conversation changes.
Yeah.
Hey, real last question, Rashad, and thanks so much for your time today. It's been phenomenal. A guy who does have a bag that we all know is Michael Beasley, who had that infamous one-on-one game with Lance Stephenson. There's been these stories about how great a one-on-one player Michael Beasley is. If you had to take one retired player, and you can include yourself in this, one retired player to face Michael Beasley, to take him off that king, he's the king of one-on-one right now, you're wearing the crown, is there anybody you'd want to see face Michael Beasley in a one-on-one game? Retired player.
Oh,
I see you wearing the crown. I'm wondering if you're going to get out there and lace him up.
No, I have the crown already. I don't have to. I don't have to do anything. They know my acumen is I'm 6'4", he's 6'9", and it's going to be a long night for everybody. It don't matter, right? So I'd like to see him and Melo. I'd like him calling out Melo.
That's a battle.
Because he's already took down LeBron. He takes down Melo. They're trying to line up Joe Johnson, which would be a good matchup.
Yeah.
I think the conversation is going to be, man, what did y'all do to Michael Beasley's career, man? Somebody's responsible.
Rashad, thank you so much for the time. I hope we get to talk to you again soon. And the insight, unbelievable. The King, sure. Great to see you. Thanks so much for everything. Again, Gil's Arena, you can't miss it. EJ, are you satisfied now? You got an answer? Who can take out Beasley?
That was the answer I was looking for. I was like, Michael Beasley, he's the man, and somebody's got to face him. Yeah. And I think Melo will be a battle.
Well, that's your guy, Melo. Yeah. All right, we got a break.
Former teammates.
Coming up next, we'll wrap up the Indianapolis Mount Olympus right here, Maggie and Perloff Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai, the all-new, all-electric Hyundai Ioniq. Oh, God. Ioniq 9. Ah! I-O-N-I-Q.
Ioniq.
Ioniq 9. I saw one of these on the street the other day. They're super sweet, by the way. Space for up to 7. Range for miles. Okay. Nico is on the other side of the glass today, and Manny is executive producing. Now, I said something to Nico the other day, and I want a little follow-up on this. I said, do you have a girlfriend? And he said, yes.
Nice.
I said, oh, that's disappointing. He looked at me kind of funny. Then I said, because we need a wingman for Manny. Because Manny is now famously single. We've been talking about it all week. Manny's birthday is tomorrow. He's not going out and looking for a date. He is going to play video games and watch a game on his phone.
You all envy me.
Later on in the day, Nico pulled me aside. He said, like, just because I have a girlfriend doesn't mean I can't be a good wingman.
Yeah.
So do you want a wingman who is in a committed relationship? Is that an ideal wingman? Because he won't be competition, but will his heart be into it? That's my question. And also, too, if he really wants to be a wingman, how committed is this relationship? Jump to mind, not to get you in any trouble, Nico.
Wow. That was a leap there.
I don't know. Nico seemed awfully interested in going to the bars with Manny.
Well, no, I think that, like, sometimes you want a little action. Not necessarily action for yourself, but just getting out there and have, yeah. Like,
I think you want to be action.
I don't think it's dangerous, no.
You want to be action adjacent? I don't know. Yeah. If you hang around the action, like, you might accidentally trip into some action.
I feel like the most active wingmen and women usually are people in relationships. I feel like they're usually very much like they're go-getters. They're like, oh, we're going to go after this. We're going to do whatever. If that person is single, I feel like they're going to be looking for themselves too. They're definitely going to be looking for themselves.
Huh.
And they also may give you a pick that's kind of like, I'm going to give you, like, the hamburger while I go after the filet mignon. Like, they might say, hey, that girl is great for you.
I got to tell
Meanwhile,
you.
Meanwhile, like, you know,
two beers
Jessica,
in,
Alba, Jessica Alba is sitting around the corner or something like that, you know?
Two beers in, there's nothing wrong with that good hamburger.
I actually have more fun. I have more fun flirting with girls when I'm in a relationship because there's no nerves.
Easy. Exactly.
I don't got to worry about it.
But okay, yeah, nothing's but you understand anyway. What you're setting up. Like, right. Nico, you're cool. You know, I got a girlfriend. I got nothing to lose here. It feels like that would make you a more attractive person, and therefore you might run into an uncomfortable situation where a girl is hitting on you.
and then I just pass her over to Manny.
There you go.
But then she's going to be like, Manny, you're no Nico.
Understandable. Wow.
Understandable. Nico's younger and has red hair, a little bit more better looking. I understand.
That's harsh. You're no Nico.
No. So, Nico, do you want to take Manny out for his birthday tomorrow?
I would love to.
You're taking me out?
Of course.
What By the way, do afterwards?
When I posed this to Andrea about like Manny going out to get a girl for his birthday, she was like, you don't go on a date on your birthday. That's pretentious.
No, you go to find a date in this case because there's no date available as far as I know. All right. Thank you, Nico. Thank you, Manny.
See you for that one.
EJ, great job in the big chair today, even though I disagree with you on pretty much everything here. Okay. Maggie, we'll be back later.
Bye, Kat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.